Welcome to Potsamaki. This is episode 8. I'm KD Alpha.
I'm Raga.
I'm D-Blue.
I'm Rab.
Faggot.
And this is going to be a shorter episode because Rab has been an hour late. This is the latest he's officially been.
He was late at being late because he sent a text message 20 minutes late saying he was going to be late.
So what's the excuse, Rab?
Why so late?
Somebody better than
that. I had to take my dog to the vet, man.
Oh.
Did he die?
Shut the fuck up. He's
wait,
really close.
Wait. Like, what was wrong with him?
Like, it's a girl, she's a puppy, and she's just sick. Like, we're not sure what's wrong with her. Like, she's got, like, diarrhea, and, like, she's, like, getting, like, fucking dehydrated.
Ooh.
So they gave us, like, an IV bag, and ooh. So, like I have to give her, like, this IV, like, every, like, few hours.
That's hot, yo.
It's trippy.
Maybe you should, like, walk her and, like, give her water.
She doesn't walk, man. She's, like, really sick.
Yeah.
She won't eat and she won't drink. That's why
we
got to...
Are you so insensitive, Lou? Like, this nigga's dog is in fucking turmoil and you're just being a dick.
You're the one that said that was hot.
Yeah, retard. What the fuck? Like, that's just like... What? No, Katie, you don't get to say that.
Anyway, so,
what's... So this is puppy hour now? Can we just talk puppies?
Well, I mean...
Puppies!
Not against it entirely.
Puppies! Alright,
hang on. Let's talk about Street Puppy 4.
No,
so then.
No. So what's everyone been up to?
Puppies.
Yay.
You lost.
Well, I've been up since 6 in the morning.
You've been up since 6?
I've been up since 6 in the morning, just like going there early to the store. Alright, you know what? Forget it, puppies.
I see. You're so, no, Rab, you're so right. I played Marvel and like someone picked Iceman.
Yeah, right. He's Ice Beam.
Ice Beam. Ice Beam.
So like, I had a fucking show this past weekend, but there was a guy there that recorded it, and like he had fucking professional setup or whatever. And so we did like a bunch of fucking Street Fighter covers. So when those get sent to me, I'll fucking put them up somewhere for people to listen to them if anyone's interested. Which I know you guys are, because I can just feel the enthusiasm right now.
I'm down.
Oh, I'm kind of just puppies.
Other than that, I've just been fucking playing Super.
Super?
Super.
That's like the only game you play.
No, it's not. That's the only game I play online.
I went to NARP. We didn't really play Street Fighter a lot. Like, this guy brought in what was that game called? That really rare game for the NES, Nintendo World Championship?
Yeah.
We got that playing, and I was, like, playing for, like, some copy of Deadly Premonition. But, like, I never have played, like, one of the games called Rad Racer.
Mm-hmm.
Never played that in my life. A Tetris I was bombing
at. Encino Man, right?
You gotta play Rad Racer, you gotta do it, like, a wizard style, where he's got the power glove.
Anyway, like, there was Mario. I don't really play Mario either. But, like, Tetris I was good at. And I tried twice. This other nigga tried, like, 5 times, and he beat my score. Whatever. I didn't win it, but I got, like, some... The guy hosting was Grumpy Turtle from the C-Blocks, who, like, draws really well.
What, you got something? What'd you get?
I got, like, this picture. Let me see. It's, like, a photo, like, a really high-quality photo. I'm gonna frame it eventually. I think it's, like, some hobo Luigi.
Like, that's pretty art. That's artistic. That's
pretty artistic. Like, and the other photos he was giving away was, like, Mario. Like, Mario and, like, the gang at the beach.
What?
But they were all in swimsuits. So, like, Mario had, like, a tank top on. And, like, Toad had, like, that retarded One Piece thing. So, yeah.
That's
cat that and puppies.
Puppies. Oh, yeah.
Yay.
Ice Beam.
Ice Beam.
I just been working till like, since 6 a.m., just, you know, right in that store. Because you guys think that you go down to the GameStop and, you know, you grab the game, you throw it in front of me, you know, that's just like about like magic. I fucking pull it out and, like, there's nothing else to it, but there's
so
much.
So, like, hold on. Let me ask you a question. Like, if you guys go in so early, why does every GameStop I go into look like shit? Like, nothing is in the right order. Like, there are video games that are in the wrong sections. And, like, alphabetizing is, like, this concept that seems fucking foreign to GameStop people.
Okay. All right. Here's the thing. There's one thing if it's just, like, a shitty GameStop where they're, like, really fucking lazy. But, you know, like, all right. I want you to take a look at your groin, Katie. Just look at your groin. Are you looking at it?
No.
Are you staring? Come on, look down. I know you're home.
I don't have to look down, like, for it.
You're not supposed to be afraid of yourself.
That was so corny. It was funny.
But anyway, like, just look at it. And there's this thing that comes out of it, and it makes babies. And those babies grow up to become little assholes that fucking walk through the stores and fucking throw games all over the place.
That's awesome. So then, like, just fucking, like, when they're gone, go and redo it, nigga. Like, come on. That's your job.
Your paycheck.
All right. But then that little asshole, he grows up and has his own little family of assholes. They come in and throw shit all over the store.
So basically, like it's not your problem because someone else did it. Right on.
If you worked anywhere and you saw like a little Hispanic family come in, like five people, to just demolish your store, and you just can't tell them, you know, stop that.
Okay, shit. Like that's how I know it's bullshit. Because I fucking worked at Blockbuster where like they let the little kids run rampant like it's fucking Chuck E. Cheese. So like, as soon as they were gone, I would go in and fucking like as soon as I got done with my customers, I'd go in and fucking rearrange whole sections and get it alphabetized in like.
Oh, really? How big are your sections?
Like maybe like
a whole 100 movies.
I would say somewhere upwards of like 100 to like 150.
Amazing, amazing. You ever seen a PlayStation 2 bargain bin?
Fuck that.
Yes. All right. I think you can stop talking now, Katie.
Is it the wrong of sports games though? Like, who really cares? Who's gonna actually pick up a sport like NHL 98?
Right.
Somebody will.
Knockout Kings 2003.
Somebody will pick it up just to put it in the wrong spot.
Just to fuck with y'all.
Sega Sea Bass Fishing 1.
Like, ice bam, it's
Yo, wait, like, before we're done here, like, I picked up a game called Beat Hazard. It's like a community game for the Xbox 360. I, like, gotta recommend that to everybody because that shit is fucking awesome. It's like a twin-stick shooter that runs off of the music on your Xbox or connected to your PC. And, like, the intensity of the game picks up with the intensity of the music. So, basically, if the music is, like, really chill, then the level will be chill. But, like, if you have, like, a fucking metal song going on while you're playing the game, it'll be fucking epic. And,
wait,
like...
Wait, how much is this?
It's 400 points. It's the only 400-point community game, but it's worth it.
No, dude, because I have 160, and I was like, oh, community games are, like, a dollar. But no.
Nah, it's 400 points.
That's, like, $5. Fuck that shit.
But that shit is badass. Podcast?
Like a podcast called Patsumaki.
Actually, if if you have the podcast downloaded to your Xbox or on your PC, it will read the podcast, and whenever the fucking podcast gets crunked, that's when the level will get crunked.
So when I yell like ice beam, they'll be like waves of zombies.
Yeah.
When they'll everyone just laughs,
enemies
like,
filled on the screen, just ice beam.
When we forget about puppies, the whole screen just fills up.
Yeah.
But it's fucking good. I gotta tell everyone about it because, like, that shit's awesome.
That sounds pretty cool. What's it called again?
It's called Beat Hazard.
Mm-hmm. Does the demo work with the music and shit?
Yeah, the demo works with any music, but, like, the only thing is you can't finish a level. They won't let you finish a level. But, like, you play long enough to get the idea of, like, what it's about.
Interesting.
So wait, like, it'll go as long as, like, almost when the song is almost done or, like, a set amount of time?
Nah, I think they only let you run, like, maybe, like, a minute or two.
Oh, because I was like, let me just play, like, a seven, like, just, like, a huge track with, like, a huge fucking album on it.
But, yeah.
Fucking 36 chambers, just, like, run through the entire the whole CD. That'd be a fucking mish. That'd be so sick. Just that whole CD, just busting.
But anyway, yeah, I fucking picked that shit up because it's awesome. Anyway, moving on.
Yeah,
I bet Katie, like, worked on that game or some shit.
I did not.
It's awesome, guys. It's really good.
Anyway, do we have any like questions or haikus at all?
No.
No. We did not. We don't have any questions.
No.
I'll make one up for you right now. This is one I'm making up just for you. We love puppies. Raga, I hate your damn children. I got nothing else. The end.
No.
Wait, is the end part of it? Because, like...
Yeah, I'm Solgrim.
We're doing it Solgrim style.
We're doing it Solgrim style. We're just going to... Like, this entire episode, we're going to get really postmodern. This whole episode is a haiku.
No. Wow.
No.
I don't know about that one.
I've been saying...
We're going to...
But no.
Someone transcript this for us and let us know, like, what the fucking syllable breakdown is.
We're gonna take Solgrim's example. We're gonna screw it up way more than anybody else had ever screwed it up. We're gonna make, like, a 5 million syllable haiku.
Right on.
Let's put this shit in fucking binary. Like, just for shits.
Anyway.
So computers can listen to Podzimaki.
So, fucking since you, Rab, have started, like, this fucking campaign to inform to inform the people about Mortal Kombat 2011, otherwise known as Mortal Kombat 9, I was thinking, like, this is, like, your time to fucking educate everyone that doesn't already know, like, what's going on with it.
It's time to shine with your sparkles. Come on.
Do it!
So, all right. Like, fucking Mortal Kombat's never really been, like anything to me. Like, it was just the fucking... The blood and the fucking, like, smashing fucking sweep and then, like, doing dumb shit and
uppercuts.
And, like, 1-3. Yeah, the fucking get over here, then the uppercut all day. But then fucking the 3D games happened and it was, like, garbage. Like, they were just fucking,
just terrible.
Fucking not competitive. That they were just, like, mash fest. You could just fucking mash and just beat the game. And like, they weren't even really, like, just
good.
Yeah, like, not fun to play with, like, people because they're just, like, really not very deep at all. Because
it's dumb.
Yeah.
Because only 10-year-old kids played it.
I mean, pretty much. Like, fucking, because they try to come into these fucking 3D games when fucking Tekken and fucking Virtua Fighter, they've been making 3D games since fucking Mortal Kombat first fucking came out, basically. And so for Mortal Kombat to come in, like, fucking so late to the game, like, they just fucking...
With, like, it, right? Yeah, like... Like, with Mortal Kombat, like, wasn't Mortal Kombat 4 the first one that they did?
Yeah.
Yeah. I played it, and it, like, I played it with some friends for maybe a couple weeks, and, like, after, like, the third week, I would, like, they would, like, because they were obsessed with the game because they didn't have it, and, like, yeah. I did, and I never played it, so I only ever played it with them, and they'd always invite me over to go play, so, like, when I finally went over, like, it'd always be, like, this cool thing, and then after, like, 3 weeks of it, I was like, man, you know what? Fuck this game. This game is terrible. And it, like, and really legitimately, after you've, like, used all the weapons and done all the fatalities, that game is worthless.
From what I've seen so far, Mortal Kombat 4 is the only 3D Mortal Kombat that got, like, any kind of, like, sort of competitive scene and like, little bit of respect. I have no idea why, but it just does.
Even reviewers that are usually all over Mortal Kombat, nobody liked Mortal Kombat 4 except for, like, maybe a select few. If there were tournaments for it, got no idea who did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, whatever. Fucking that shit happened, and fucking nobody cared about Mortal Kombat for fucking years. And now, all of a sudden, with fucking SF4 coming out and being as fucking popular and as hype as it is, MK and Warner Brothers decided to fucking go to the fucking 2D style with the fucking 3D... models and 3D fucking shit.
Yeah, like 2.5D.
Yeah, 2.5D. And like honestly, man, like this game has me significantly more hyped than Marvel 3. Just because I never got too into Marvel, and this seems like it would be a nicer progression from SF4 to Mortal Kombat, like, because it's not like the whole fucking crazy, like, million hit combo shit like the recent games have been, like Blade Blue and like fucking
KOF
and, like, yeah, TVC, like I'm just not too big on these fucking really mashy crazy games.
Well, they're not mashy, they're just really high execution.
Well, not even that, dude, but it's I mean, in some instances it is mashy, like you fucking, like, you get a launch move and then you press buttons. It's not a combo, you just press buttons and then it happens to combo. Like MVC2, like, that's the one thing I didn't like about MVC2. It's like, yeah, it's got these assists and these fucking, like, tag combos and shit, and that's cool. But, like, certain launchers, you really would just press, lights until you got to, like, a certain move, and then you would fucking do, like, a super, and then you either, like, continue the combo or you, like, finish it from there.
Yeah, but the thing is, that's actually kind of fun. Yeah, so you, like, mash some buttons, and besides, you're not going to get any good combos doing it that way. Like, you'll get, like, a little, like, piece of damage, but it's not actually going to help you that much.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, not, like, high-level play.
Well, it's just a different gun battle.
And especially because, like, in Marvel, if you do the launcher and you just mash buttons, it's fun. I mean, at low-level play, that's just entertaining to do.
Sure. But fucking, like, either way, like, that's just a completely different style of game than these more simple, like, more ST, more, like, Mortal Kombat 1-esque games, where it's kind of more just one-on-one, like, not crazy, jumpy, fucking marvelous combos. So I don't know. Like,
doesn't this new Mortal Kombat have tag team battles, though?
Yes. That's why, that's why I'm, like, looking at it now, because it looks, it looks like a simplified, like, I don't know how to put it, but, like, maybe it's not the right way to describe it, but it looks like a simplified version of, like, MVC, where, like, the combos are all pretty much, like, they've always been in Mortal Kombat, where it's, like, you've got, like, some sort of hit into, like, a special, and then, like, a teleport combo, but, like, the way that they've reduced that is, they have, like, these fucking breakers now that, like, that kind of stop your combo and knock you back. It's kind of like in Tatsunoko, how they have the, I forget what they call it. There's, like, a mechanic where, like, you spend a part of your bar to break a combo, and then, like, it kind of resets the situation. So, like, that'll prevent people from just fucking infiniting you to death.
So, I don't know. Like, this shit's pretty cool, because the tag team, like, it really seems like the tournament scene, like, there's legitimately gonna be, like, different tournaments, because both versions will be viable, like, one versus one and two versus two. Like, two versus two looks like it could be, like, a lot of fucking fun and not be broken.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the fucking meters, and because, like, fucking, you've got three tag options. You've got just regular tag out, like, to switch the guy. You've got, you tag them in to do, like, a special, like, say, you're Night Wolf and your partner is fucking Kung Lao. You would fucking do the assist button, and he fucking throws his hat or some shit.
Yeah, basically, or, like, an assist from the NBC series.
Yeah, but Night Wolf, like you control Night Wolf still. And then, like, the other option is to have Kung Lao jump in, like doing a move to continue the combo. Then then Kung Lao would do, like, his own thing. Like,
That's basically what King of Fighters has been doing since 2003 and 11. You can do that.
Yeah,
it works a lot like 11 system.
Yeah,
I guess.
That's what I wanted to kind of relate it to. Like it's sort of like a meeting between, like, Marvel and fucking KOF, like between there with the whole fucking tag system. Like, it's not too crazy fucking flashy, but it's, like, looks like really solid gameplay that like most people can wrap their fucking brains around without needing to fucking memorize, like, a crazy combo or just be, like, overwhelmed by shit. Cause I knew, like, Marvel and fucking TVC and shit, like, me and my buddies can't really roll with that kind of shit, cause our brains just process, like, you know, like, one-on-one or fucking, you know, shit like that.
Yeah, but basically where, like, the screen isn't flashing with a bunch of crazy shit, and you have to, like, try and comprehend where it's all coming from.
Yeah. So yeah, so I've fucking taken it upon myself to create on SRK the MK9 news and discussion thread. So I've been compiling all of the new videos and interviews and all that shit in a single post on that thread. And so, like, the thread discusses the news, and I sort of, like, fucking compile it all on the first post. So fucking people can go there and fucking check that shit out. Just go to, like, SRK, then forums, then go down to fucking Mortal Kombat, and it'll be there. And I'm like, I've been seeing that, like, it seems like I'm kind of the only one that's, like, really doing it. Like, most other Mortal Kombat sites, like, they're kind of slow with the news. Like, they don't, like, post, like, everything. So I've kind of just been, like, surfing, like, all the forums and the fucking sites and shit to fucking get all the shit together, because, like, I really want to support this game, because it looks like it's going to be really solid, and one of the first things that I said in my my news thread is that hopefully that this thread can evolve into its own sub-forum, which it did when I asked Mr. Wizard to create a Mortal Kombat section on SRK, which he just did like a few minutes ago. And so there's that. So like Mortal Kombat for Evo 2011, like what's up, maybe? And so like then like from there, like people have been like fucking posting threads and saying like, yo, let's get this shit at Evo, like and like the ball is getting like rolling with all this, the attention that people gave fucking Mortal Kombat 3 recently from ECT, East Coast Throwdown, fucking Long Island Joe won that tournament. Long Island Joe won that tournament with fucking, like, Human Smoke or some shit. And, like if you just do a YouTube search for Mortal Kombat 3 Grand Finals, you'll find those matches. You'll find that stream and those matches with Long Island Joe and, like, some other dudes. And, like, shit looks fun, man.
Yeah, we linked the video in the chat a little while back. So
Yeah, so they're bringing that shit back, like, and they're actually, like, making a really big deal about, like, how, like, MK is the new fucking crack. Because, like, that's what they're fucking doing. And, like, it's getting a lot of attention. And Mr. Wizard knows that, and, like, people know that, so.
Well, I mean, like, and then again, it's, like, Street Fighter 4, it's just like it was, like, I guess when, when Street Fighter 2 dropped, like, there were a bunch of, like, games to try to, like, follow them, and then fucking MK was one of them, so, like, I guess it makes, like, sense that since Super 4, like, brought, like, the fighting game scene back, Mortal Kombat tries to, like, reinvent itself again to try and be relevant. The thing that's got me interested is they seem really determined to make the game, like, balanced and deep. Like,
yeah.
That's the thing. Like, I watched a video that of a run-through that they had at E3, and one of the main points they kept trying to drive home was that they wanted the game to be deep, but not to the point to where, like, people would be put off by it.
Mm.
So, like,
they did with SF4.
Yeah, like, the demonstration that they did, like, I'll admit, like, it was pretty impressive, despite the fact that I fucking hate Mortal Kombat. So, like, if they could get me interested in it, I know, like, once people start hearing about it and start checking it out, interest will start to grow for it, and, like, the scene that it used to have may come back.
I will say one thing, the anatomy is still totally off, because I was watching some videos, and, like, the kind of moves they make, like, real people can't do that, and it's kind of stupid to see it in motion. But it's not,
but like, but it's, you know, Mortal Kombat's all about, like, game, the super man. Violence. Like, it's not going to be...
Super violence does not mean that when you kick, it looks like no human being could actually do it. That, like, takes away from the super violence. But it's still, like, I will give it that...
What are you referring to?
Like, I was just seeing, like, Johnny Cage doing some high kicks that just made me go, no.
Are you talking about, like, the X-ray mode?
No, that's not it. Just, like, the actual, like, attacks.
Oh, the Johnny Cage axe kick, like that...
No, like, he just does,
like, the fucking splits, like, he fucking brings his foot up to his head and, like, kicks down. No,
just, like, when he kicks, like, somebody's head, it looks like a doll is doing it.
I mean, it's a video game, man. I'm sorry.
Right? Like, I mean, come on, like, you've seen Street Fighter, like, Super Street Fighter 4 in action, like, and it's not exactly, like, anatomically correct.
Not entirely.
You've seen Kung Fighters, it's not exactly anatomically correct either. I mean...
I don't know. It still doesn't look to me like Barbies are fighting. It still looks more solid, and it does look more fluid, but it still kind of needs some polish in that.
Yeah, well, definitely. Like, it's safe to say, like, it's still in, like, the early stages.
Yeah.
Yeah.